Hi, hello, Wiffle Nation, and welcome to episode 21 of the Wiffle Zoo. I'm your host, Carl Coffey, and welcome to the zoo, part of the National Wiffle Network. Let's meet that panel. Leading off, Tom Dog Sheep Boom G from the South Boston Asian List WBL. What's up, Tom?
The ceiling.
Okay. Joining us once again, Andrew Stack a Big Stone from the Canada Can't Cut It Wiffle Organization. What's up, Andrew?
Not much, Carl. How's it going?
Good. He fell asleep last week, but he's back. Connor Mob Spot Young from the Jersey Isn't That Bad Wiffle Club. What's up, Connor?
I'm doing good, Carl. Just ready to get back to work Saturday and rip everyone's fucking tits off.
Ho. I'm Carl C. Dupper, VZ Coffee from the Wiffle and Lower Peninsula League. And listen, we have a new guy today. He has 0 points, but he's joining us. His name is Austin Booty Chill Steffi. He's from the Adam Banks Academy of Wiffle. What's up, Austin, with an O?
Doing well, CC. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. We got 4 matchups. 3 of them are tournaments. And listen, you can get 2 points if you pick the winner of the tournament and 1 point if they finish in second. And in 2 of these tournaments, they're so big, I'm going to let you pick 2 teams. So first, 2 of these tournaments, Ma and the HD Classic, you can get 3 points if both your teams finish 1-2. So Connor can get out of the cellar and get right back into this thing. And let's look at these standings. The Stone Man with 6 points, Millsy and myself with 5, James Stein has 3, Tom G 3, Soup 2, Austin 0. You guys ready to get started? Listen, Ma opening day tournament. Yes, it's late June. Usually this would be played, I think, in April. And Ma, come on, follow me back on Twitter. What's up with that? Anyways, there's 14 teams. The usual suspects just dropped out, replaced by Team 4 Loco. They sound horrible. 14 teams. Tom, I'm going to let you pick 2 teams. So you don't even have to say who finishes in first and second. I'm giving you 2 picks for first place. 2 picks. You have the list. Who are your teams?
Let's see. I'm going to go with the championship matchup of Stompers Meats. That went well for us last time it happened.
Not a lot of people believe in the Stompers. Why do you believe in them?
I picked them last year and we ended up winning. So why pick against your own team?
So you picked them every single time we had a mall tournament and they won once?
I'm pretty sure I was only on once when we predicted the mall tournaments.
So Meats and Stompers. What about you, Stoneman? Who are you 2 teams?
I'm going to this, man. I wish I could go and watch. But I'm going to go with the defending champ against the Juggernaut in the finals. I know Connor's not going to like me for picking this, but I'm going to pick the Jugs to win it.
Jugs and who?
Earl.
Earl. You know, you didn't have to say who's going to win. You get 2 picks, you know, so, but that's fine. So we had 4 teams already named. Meat, Stompers, Juggernauts, and Earl. That's what I'd like. Diversity. I hate when we all agree. Connor Young, he's playing in this. Who are your 2 teams, Connor Young?
I also have Earl and Juggernauts in the finals, but I have us winning just based on past history. We don't own them, but I think we own the record against them. And we've won, I think, 4 or 5 of the last 8 events, so throw the house on Earl.
Connor agrees with the Stone Man. I'm going to go with 2 different teams here. Nobody's naming C4. They dominate the fast plastic scene. Why is no one predicting them to win this? And I'm also going to predict a team called the Long Balls. You know, everyone says Tommy Loftus is the face. Some people think he's not going to throw. I think he might. But Farrell is locked in. I got some inside information. They said pick the Long Balls. They're going to take a deep run. C4... Long Balls. Austin, the new guy. Who do you got?
Well, I think I'm going to go with Earl and Long Balls now. I've just changed my pick now here and that. Those young guys from Ridley are really fun to watch. And Jordan and Connor from Earl are pretty hard to beat. So I'm going to go with Earl and Long Balls here.
Wow, nobody picked the Dragons. All right, that's fine. Let's go to Indiana. And listen, GBL. Every other weekend, they have like a 4-team tournament. And another, GBL's another league. Come on, follow us. Another league on Twitter that's not following us. Come on, what's up with that? There's 4 teams. They play their pool play games on Saturday, and then the tournament's playoffs on Sunday. Pinchy Crabs, Blue Tacomas, Jaeger Bombers, and Noble Norwals. So just one team for this, Connor. We don't have to get fancy. Who's winning this tournament?
You said this is the GBL tournament?
Griffle ball. They don't use a real wiffle ball. They play on cement. It's a lot of fun.
So it's not a wiffle ball tournament?
It's a griffle ball, yeah. They use the poly-molded baseballs.
They do use the yellow bats, so they're using a wiffle product.
So it's a poly ball tournament?
Yeah, Cham Pro poly-molded baseball.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to clarify. Then, if that's the case, I'm going to take the Blue Tacomas. Why? Simply because of the format, Carl.
You know, a lot of good insight there from Connor Young, but... Caleb Yockman, he's playing in the HD Wiffleball Classic, which we'll get to. And that opens up the door for the Pinchy Crabs. Hi, hello, Pinch Nation. They're going to win this thing because of the VBBB, the Vogus, Buzz, Bartley Boys. Three big names there. They play in the NAA tournament. They're going to win this. Pinch Nation wins. Let's go to Austin. Austin, new to the show. Just picked Earl and Long Balls for the Mall tournament, and now he's going to pick the GBL winner. Who do you got?
I'm going to go Blue Tacomas as well, based on Jamie Radajak, you know, being a manager, being on the team. So he's a king with the yellow bat. It's hard to pick against him.
Jamie Radajak, a former D1 baseball player, Austin, is very fond of him. Tom G, he loves GBL. He tells me all the time. He wishes he could play there. Who do you got?
I got the Noble Narwhals. Got to stay noble. They're going to pull it out.
Can you name one player from that team?
I think Greg Geerling is on that team.
Is he?
No, probably not.
He might know.
All right, whatever.
So, yeah, count it.
Okay. Andrew Stone, finish us off. GBL four-team tournament. Who's winning?
He copied me the first time. I'm going with the Blue Tacomas. Austin already mentioned the rat, how good he is at hitting, but I'm not picking them because of that. I'm picking them because of their pitcher, Eric Detmar, and he's coming off 8 scoreless innings at their last tournament. So Blue Tacomas for this one.
You can always count on the Stone Man for some deep insider stats. That's why we love him. Not too far from GBL is a tournament. An Orrible-style tournament. The HD Wiffleball Classic. Does it stand for high definition? Probably not, but we'll say it does. 21 teams in this tournament. Horrible number for a tournament, but they'll make it work. Listen, just like with Maw, I'll let you pick two teams. So if the two teams you pick are in the championship, you get 3 points. If one of them wins, 2 points. If one of them finishes in second, 1 point. So... Austin, you're the new guy. You've been doing pretty well. You're not riding coattails. You have your own thoughts. Two teams. Who do you got?
It's hard to go against the Magic and the Newts for me. Got a lot of ties with the Newts. My brother's pretty close with them. And I have a bunch of Newts merch, so it's pretty easy pick there with the Magic, too, with the Yonkmans and just that team and the culture they built there.
Austin, a notorious Granger Panthers hater. I think it's in his Twitter profile that he hates him. But Andrew, the Stone Man, you have no idea about these teams. You are known for your research, but there's no way you could have any inside information on this, right?
Not really, Carl. But I am going to go. I'm going to agree with Austin. I'm going to go with the Newts. And then the 3-time champion last year, team in a row, the Maple City Magic with the Yonkman brothers, West Alec Richards, but the Newts, they got a good team of their own with Kobe Keck, Sheen Tu, Aiden Cotter, and J.P. Kehoe, who is looking like he's trying to make a name for himself and overtake the Yonkman as far as best player out there.
Connor Young's an East Coast whiffler. He doesn't understand this style. Play overhand lob pitch. He would love to play there. He would probably rake. He's shaking his head. Magic Newt, those are boring picks. I'm pretty sure he's going to pick the Hood Rats and maybe the Revenge. Who do you got, Connor?
No, Carl, you're wrong. Oh. I'm not going to pick either of them.
Oh.
I'm going to take the Maple City Magic and
I hate to copy Stone again, but I don't know any of these teams, so I'm going to go the Newts also.
So everyone so far has picked the Magic and the Newts. Two of the few teams that people have heard of. And now it's my turn. And I also have the Magic because I've seen their roster. They have two teams going, and they have an A team and a B team. They didn't split it up evenly. They got both Yonkmans and Wes Ellis. I mean, come on. But I'm not picking the Newts. I love the Newts. Love them. I met Kobe Keck 15 years ago. I'm picking the Granger Panthers. They're undefeated in Oro Bowl. They won the hometown days last year. I know Austin, he hates the Panthers, and I guess so does Andrew and Connor, because you're not predicting them. So, Magic and Panthers. Tom, finish us off.
Yeah, I'm actually going to also go with the Magic and Panthers. It's just a rivalry as old as time itself, and should be an instant classic, an instant HD wiffle ball classic.
You know, the Zoo, people listen to this show. They love to hear their team names or their own names, and we're already at the fourth matchup. This zooms by. Austin, you've been doing a great job. Connor, good to have you back. Tom, you too. Stone Man, you're reliable.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're going to the Neo Wiffle Ball League, Northeast Ohio. Ohio, great state for wiffle ball, Connor. And listen, I'm going to lead off. The Ohio Spiders and the Macedonia Saints, they're actually playing a doubleheader, and they play three games, so that equals six. They're playing six games. That's insane. We've never had anything like this. And you know who plays for the Ohio Spiders? A guy named Brandon Richards. He's hitting 500. His 38 hits leads the league. His 30 RBIs also leads the league. He's a force. Sure, the Saints have Adam Henke. But I say the Cleveland Spiders win five games. 5-1 Cleveland Spiders. Tom, what do you got?
I have the Spiders with a six-game sweep. Just an absolute dominant performance.
You're a gosh darn fool.
I actually have talked to one of the guys on the Spiders. His name's Eric. I don't want to try to even say his last name because I know I'll butcher it, but it starts with a C. He's also one of the league leaders in some stats that I was seeing, and the Spiders are, I think, first or second in the standings, so Spider Nation.
A six-game sweep. You're out of your dang mind. Any blind squirrel can win one game. And Stone Man, tell Tom he's an idiot.
No, but I'm going to go with the Spiders still winning big on the day. Going to win 4-2 over the Saints. Tom already talked about Killatore, Eric, and Steve. There's two of them on the team, and they actually combined for the first no-hitter in league history earlier this season. And the Saints, they pretty much, you said, Adam Henke, and then a Mike Galletti seems to be their major arm, and he's pretty good with the stick, too, but I don't see it being enough to overcome. Like Tom said, Spider Nation, 4-2.
You know, Austin.
Other than that last name, you really sounded confident with these names.
He did a good job there. But listen, Austin, he's new to the show. He has 0 points. He said, "Carl, I'm not only going to go on this show, I'm going to be leading in the standings after this week." He's so confident. Sure, he hates the Granger Panthers, but who doesn't? You know, a lot of people don't. I do. They're fine. But Austin, these are two teams. We don't know how old these guys are. They seem like young kids, you know? They could be in middle school. They could be in high school. They could be in elementary school. They could be the next MLW. But NEO Wiffle, man, this is a big league in Northeast Ohio. They're a top 7 league in that area. What do you got?
Huge league. I'm going 3-3 split.
Split!
Because, yes, there's a lot of hype around the Spiders, but there's a lot of scrap in the Saints. They have a great team name, a lot of good hitters. I'm going with this. The Saints are going to upset a lot of people this weekend.
You know, I really paid attention to your verbiage, and you didn't really name anyone. You didn't say any stats. It seems like you're just kind of taking a weird road here, but that's okay. They could split. Who knows? But Connor Young, he's going to finish.
I got a lot of Saints.
Connor Young, is
he's an HRL team named the Saints. We got the St. Paul Saints. I really like the Saints name. I think he carries a lot.
Fair. You know, Connor never disappoints me, though. He does his research. He names players. He names stats. What do you got, Connor?
I have the Ohio Spiders winning 5-1.
5-1. That's what I got. Why?
Hate to agree with you, Carl. Kills me, but that's what I got.
You have any inside information? You're just going to predict them and then walk away?
That's all I got for you, Carl. Not bad.
All right, that's fine. So you pretty much all have Ohio dominating this. That's four matchups, three big tournaments. It's so good to have them all back. And Tom and Connor will be there. Stonehand, why aren't you playing?
Yeah, Tom will be there for a shorter period of time, though.
It's too far away.
Connor, you know I stay till the end even when we lose.
Tom, even if you beat us, you still got to win another game. So, not worried about it.
Is that even true?
Continue on, Carl. All right,
thanks.
Yeah,
all right. I mean, let's go to plugging. Everyone loves plugs. And Austin, you're going to lead off here. Anything you want to plug? Anything going on in Minnesota?
Yeah, I'd like to just plug in. MNWA, we just had our championship, so if you just go on YouTube, you can watch it. We're going to get these videos put up, but we have over regular season games up there. And my Twitter, too, asteffis12, if you ever want to talk with Wiffleball or looking for a U.S. team, just hit me up.
That's Austin. Steph has become a staple. We'd love to have you on every show. Stoneman, what do you got?
Not much, Carl. Still playing wiffle ball up here. Looking excited to go play at one of Jimmy's bashes next month. Actually convinced some of the guys up here to travel for once. So going to bring probably three teams down there to play in that. So looking forward to it.
The Stoneman. What about Connor Young? This guy, he travels. He plays everywhere. What do you got?
Just tune in Saturday, I guess, to all the Mid-Atlantic streams all day long. You'll catch me breaking guys off the field.
I mean, come on, Mid-Atlantic Wiffle. What's better than Mid-Atlantic Wiffle? There's nothing bad you could say about it. My gosh. Tom, finish us off.
I think I showed these guys out last time, but the Fenway Park Wiffle Ball League. You can find them on YouTube. I think they actually live streamed a game last week. Quality content, great field. Yeah, good times.
All right, well, this was a great show. I'm glad Austin joined us last minute, so thank you to Austin. Of course, the Stone Man, who's been with us since the start. Tom and Connor, welcome back. I'm Carl Koch. We'll talk to you next time for episode 22. Take it easy and stay safe.
See you.